Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we're back, and we only have a few minutes left. Jeff Bennett from Republic Trading will be with us in just about 4 minutes from now after the break. So let's continue, Chris. What I'd like to do is see if we can get Professor Jones on our program, maybe in a week or so. And if you'd like to set that up with him, you can. Maybe you'd like to come on with him.
Yeah, I'll certainly put him in touch with you.
That would be fine. We'll do it. And we'll definitely have you back anyway, because we haven't even scratched the surface of the history of 9/11 and how this whole thing has been one massive cover-up.
But you see, Professor
from
Jones,
day one.
Professor Jones is so important. People can look him up on the website, and they'll go through his, you know, BYU, his Brigham Young University website, his physics research and everything. And it's the first thing on is his paper is now 70 pages long, and it's got a lot of clickables. You can go and see videos and photographs, etc. But this is a scientist. He is a scientist first, and he has his Mormon faith, which says that when you recognize that your country, when your government is being taken over by these robbers, that you have to be aware of it and do something about it. And that's what's really incredible, because he is a scientist, but he has faith, and he's upright. He knows when you have to stand up. I wonder how the other scientists in this country sleep at night, you know, believing this bag of lies that's been passed off as the official version of 9/11.
Well, look at Iraq and what's going on now.
We all know
it's been one big lie after another. Yet you've got people sitting back, just ho-hum, so what? You know, we were lied our way through World War
II. Well, how can it be ho-hum when we're paying $80 billion a year and 2,000 young people have been killed, and we've killed I don't know how many people over there, and we've destroyed the environment? You know, this is nothing to be – this is mass murder we're talking about. We're not talking about a misdemeanor here. We're talking about mass murder in Iraq and in New York City.
Yep, and it goes to show you the point is the anesthetization of the public in America. They've become anesthetized.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think of the days of the Roman Empire when everything was collapsing around and the people were asking who won the ball game last night.
Very apropos.
You know, who won in the arena last night?
Right.
You know, how many did the Lions kill? You know, those were the questions they were asking.
Right.
Those are the kinds of things they were concerned with while literally their whole nation was crumbling around them.
It's the same today.
Unfortunately, we are at that point. We had better see it for what's happening to us. And, of course,
We should just try to salvage our republic and go to hell with the empire.
Right. Well, the republic became a democracy.
Yeah.
Which becomes an empire, and that is the real crime. Mm-hmm. It's not when the empire falls, it's when the republic fell.
Right.
And that's exactly what we need to remember not to lose sight of. Chris, we're just about out of time, and people can read you in the American Free Press just about every week.
That's right.
And they can go online, but they can also subscribe to the American Free Press as they hear the commercial every hour.
Please do.
Absolutely. Right here on RBN, we have, of course, as you know, a couple of top people from the American Free Press, Greg, and we also have Michael Collins Piper doing yeoman work here and attracting new listeners every day. So thank you for your work. We'll get you back on this time very soon, and we'll have Professor Jones come on as well.
Very good. I'll contact him. Thank you, Chris.
All right. After the break, we have, as promised, Jeff Bennett, Republic Trading. Certainly a lot has continued to happen since we last spoke on this program two Thursday nights ago. And when we come back, we'll ask Jeff to tell us what his synopsis, what his assessment is of what took place. And we see the results of it now. Oil, of course, continuing to climb. Gasoline prices out of sight. And that tells us something about the Federal Reserve dollar. We'll be back with Jeff Bennett. Stay tuned. Don't miss it. Don't touch that dial. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back with Jeff and you. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you. Christopher Bolin just sent me a nice email. Thanks. Well, all thanks be to you, Chris. Leave it to you to do an exhaustive work of investigative reporting. I don't believe anyone else can do a better job. All right, speaking of doing a great job, and on economics, on finance, on the glue that holds this company together, here is none other than Jeff Bennett of Republic Trading. Hello, Jeff.
How do I top that? You pull this on me every time.
Flattery will get me everywhere, right?
How have you been, my friend? It's been a couple weeks.
We survived.
Obviously,
you know.
Got your message this morning, but yep. I had this program earmarked. I have to tell you.
Every two Thursdays, we get together.
This past 2 weeks has been a tremendous activity, not just within Republic Trading Group, but I think economically speaking, certainly. Mm-hmm. Today was an unusual day. Because for those who are not aware of it, silver actually closed down a little over $2 today from yesterday's high of $14 and some odd cents. Gold took about a $20 dump today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these things don't bother me in the scheme of things. And frankly, the amount of business that Robbie and I were so deeply involved with all day today indicates that people understand that, hey, this is a great buying opportunity. We had people buying things yesterday at higher rates that called back today to purchase more at the lower rates for some interesting cost averaging.
Oh, that's the whole idea.
But not to get into a so-called one-hour sales pitch. Why is this? I mean, we take a look at at a number of things that came out of, number one, NPR early this morning, National Public Radio, and occasionally at that socialist operation, you do pick up some interesting things.
There you go.
The article talked about Americans fleeing the big cities in droves, number one, in search of cheaper homes. The report released by the Census Bureau early this morning showed that almost every large metropolitan area has more people move out than move in from the period of time of 2000 through 2004. Among the 25 largest metro areas, continues the report, 18 had more people move out than move in. New York, L.A., Chicago, the three biggest metropolitan areas, lost the most residents to domestic moves. New York metropolitan area had a net loss of about 200,000 residents per year over that five-year time period. That's, you know, roughly a million people vacated. Of course, they don't talk about how many people may have moved in, no matter what nation they come from. So, according to what I'm sharing with you, it says we can understand why this happens. It just gets too expensive to live in the city, especially on the coasts, so people migrate to the outer suburbs or the what is now known as the exurbs. But then you're posed with another problem.
Yes.
What do you do when it costs $50 to $70 to fill up your suburban, and now you've got to commute a total of 3 hours every day?
See, that's what killed the cities in the first place.
Absolutely.
Henry Ford. Henry Ford was the man that killed the cities, the American city, thank God, because he invented cheap transportation.
That's it. But
and when people could transport themselves much more cheaply in mass fashion, guess what? They chose the country. They chose the suburbs. And now the same situation exists in reverse. Now, we'd like to get out of the city, Jeff, as you said. What happens when we can't even afford to drive down the city road to get out?
Well, this is interesting. My wife, who is a teacher, drives, 18 miles each way to work every day. A few months ago, we got rid of her moderate-sized SUV. It wasn't bad, but you know what? It wasn't as good as it could have been, and I smelled what was coming, and I said, babe, I don't care if this thing's paid off. I said, the time has come to make a change. The mileage wasn't all that high on it, only had about 72, 73,000 miles on it, which, as Japanese SUVs go, is maybe a quarter of its expected lifespan. But I have found with these Japanese SUVs, in this particular case it was a Montero, we've previously owned Isuzus, that as they get up to the 70, 80, 90,000 mile range, they typically begin to have electrical problems, and they have cooling problems with the radiators, the cooling system, and I find very few technicians who can figure out the problems, and therefore you just keep dumping more and more money into it. So I said, look, it's time to get rid of it. We see what's happening with fuel. And this is before the current spout.
Yes.
This goes back to the end of December, and we got rid of it and picked up a Saturn, a used 2002 Saturn 200 model, which is a four-cylinder with an automatic. It's got lots of toys and goodies on it, but who cares about that? She's getting 2.5 times the gas mileage she did off the SUV. The thing only had 16,000 miles on it. I've got a six-year warranty on the darn thing. We are so far ahead of the game. So she goes to school yesterday. Her good friend, who lives within walking distance of the school, has decided to leave the employment of that school and go to work in the Buckeye Union School District, which is going to be a 20-some-odd-mile trip each way, each day. And she's going to have to work longer hours. Now, she hasn't signed a contract yet. There's been a verbal commitment. In the interim, the principal of the school has come to her and wants to discuss some negotiations. He wants to keep her. I told my wife, you go tell Lorraine tomorrow that she better give some serious thought to this. What's it going to cost for her gas to get back and forth? The longer days, this way she could walk to work if she wanted to. I said, she needs to at least listen to what the guy's got to say. This is going to be a problem. Look what happened in Brooklyn yesterday. $4.50 for a gallon of premium gas. You could buy regular unleaded for $4.14 with cash, $4.26 on credit. Now, you know, there was a time in this country that Visa and MasterCard did not allow you to charge a different price, cash versus credit. I don't know if that's still in existence. I have a Visa MasterCard account that I use for commercial ventures, and they flat prohibit me from charging a higher fee. I could raise prices across the board if I want and give a discount to those who pay cash. But that's just a royal pain in the butt, because now on the surface you're pricing yourself out of the market. But apparently they've all found ways around this.
Well, now here's a question for you, if I may interject now, Jeff. This has come up on this program, and it's come up to me in conversation with others, and that is this this movement now to boycott one company, to select one oil company to boycott for 1 or 2 days a week or whatever it is, and see how that works out. What are your thoughts on this method?
Well, I think in theory it's not a bad idea, but in practice I don't think it'll fly. And the reason I don't think it'll fly is we are, as you are certainly aware of, facing the most unbelievable invasion of this country that we've ever seen by foreigners, chiefly a particular foreign group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot get the American people to stand up and combat that. And yet those people are amongst the reasons we are seeing the cost of health care and education and so many other things escalate in this country. They can get several million in one day demonstrating peacefully in cities all over this country. We can't, I bet we couldn't draw 500,000 so-called whites or Caucasians to demonstrate against the illegal invasion of this country.
I'm afraid you may be right.
If you can't get them to do that, I don't think you're going to get them. You know, this little petition, this little idea has been floating around the Internet for several years
now.
This idea of, hey, just for one day, stop buying gas, or et cetera. I just don't think it'll fly, because people think of their immediate needs. In other words, oh, let my next-door neighbor worry about the boycott.
Yeah, you can't get people together,
to work, or I have
something
to get
like
to the
that.
Movies, or I have to get to the zoo. I don't think the American people have got the stomach for it. And that is what they rely on. But, as we discussed over a month ago, the lion's share of the oil that we import does not come from the Middle East. The largest percentage is imported from Canada. Not the largest percentage, but that's where we, as far as a single country,
single
the largest amount that we bring in.
Right, right.
The oil companies are getting fat cat rich. Chucky Schumer has now, quote, looking into, I like to call him Up Chuck Schumer.
I call him Schumer scum, but then again, I was told that is not very nice to insult the word scum.
Well, that may be true.
Okay.
But then look at who his junior senator is.
Oh, Hillary, Hillary.
York.
Yes.
Your neighboring state. And
not quite, because we don't border them, but
it's
almost.
Close enough.
Close enough.
Close enough
we,
that it's
we
not
get
far
the pollution
away.
From the air every time she speaks. Yes. By the way, she was here just a couple of weeks ago in Rhode Island.
I don't envy you.
Yeah, I know. Brown University, you know.
Run, Hillary, run.
Yep. Okay, so I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's quite all right. The problem with Schumer is he's going to look into this to make sure that the oil companies aren't gouging. Come on, what a slap that's going to be. Even if he finds out they're going to get a slap on the wrist. They'll get a little fine, which doesn't even come up to the percentage of how much profits they made. But as Robbie has been so eloquent in trying to educate our listeners to, if you want to get technical, who are the biggest profiteers of the oil sales? It's not even the oil companies. The government makes far more money on the tax base.
Yeah, the World Bank, for one.
Absolutely. Gasoline right now today, I think, was on the exchanges is $2.23 a gallon. Why can't we buy gasoline for $2.23 a gallon? Because the government's got to get their pound of taxes, which works out to be close to $2 a gallon. Something's wrong.
And
something's
they're talking about that, about, you know, dropping the federal tax on gasoline, cutting it back, scaling it back. Every time that comes up, the New York Times goes berserk. Well, we can't do that. That would not encourage conservation. We can't have more mass transit and control if that happens.
Well, what goes on with the next level? There was a piece on television the other night, you know, touting the whole business about ethanol, that we must begin to develop alternative fuels, et cetera. Gee, I seem to remember hearing that during the Nixon-Ford era. We heard it again during the Carter era.
Mm-hmm.
And after 6 months to a year and a half, they begin to relax things again. We went from the 50, you know, we had the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. As things relaxed, that was all increased. You now have states in the country that are 65, 75. Some states have no speed limits whatsoever. And I think that I know a good number of people that should live in that state, and they can drive themselves into oblivion.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. All right, here's the break. We'll be back. We got callers already asking questions of you, making comments. We will get to you, I promise. Stay tuned. Rick Adams and Jeff Bennett of Republic Trading. We'll be back. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of Oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of Oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
All right. Hey, thank you, Paul. We're back now. And, Jeff, what you were saying certainly bears repeating, Jeff, every time.
Well, I want to share just a little bit more
of
to
course.
Maybe tie a few of these things together.
Yes, yes.
Part of it relating to Schumer. Schumer has claimed it's not hurricane season, but the oil companies are just raising the price up and up and up. And the question is, are they doing this dictated on the laws of supply and demand, or is something else at work? The commentary goes on to say, apparently, and not surprisingly, Schumer has not been paying attention to the news. Yes, something is else at work. Continued fears that Iran will cut off its exports of crude if the United Nations Security Council imposes sanctions,
mm-hmm.
not to mention consistent attacks on Nigerians' pipelines and Venezuela's Victor Chavez threatening to blow up its own oil fields.
Hugo
if the
Chavez,
US,
yes.
Yeah, Hugo, Victor, what's the difference?
We're going to attack
Venezuela. You're right. Actually, the comment says Victor, and I just wasn't thinking fast enough on my feet. All of this is happening, and Schumer's right. It's not even hurricane season yet or peak driving season. Just wait until the end of the summer. If things keep up the way they are, I fully expect to see a sustained $4.50 or even $5 a gallon price this summer
mm-hmm.
if we have significant disruption and get hit with one or two major hurricanes. Those words from Resource Trader Alerts, Kevin Kerr.
And the thing is, we were predicting this. Of course, Lindsey Williams, I take my hat off to him, was predicting this not last year or the year before, but he's been saying this for 25 years.
That's
talking
right.
about these prices and where they will eventually go. So,
he was
there. He heard them.
He was privy to the big meeting,
right?
And obviously
right.
he did not sleep through it.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. All of this, you know, business with oil is certainly helping to force the price of our so-called favorite metal up right along with it. And I think in simple short terms, investors, Rick, do tend to flock to gold during very tense times. I think today is no exception. We are constantly having tenseness crammed down our throat each and every day by concerns coming out of not so much the White House, but other news media. I'm not concerned about whether they discovered the murder in Aruba or not, or, you know, who or may or may not have been involved with some rape case, alleged rape case at Duke University. These things may or may not be horrific at best. They're certainly immoral and inhumane, whether they were or were not perpetrated. But all of these things play more to the Entertainment Tonight crowd or Nancy Grace program. And I don't think that they pay enough attention to the real issues that are affecting our daily economic scenario. Realize it wasn't that long ago that we were complaining about $2.35 gas. It wasn't that long ago that gas was $1.35. It's now almost $4.35.
But, you know, I heard a reporter just straight-faced say it. It was clearly wrong, but whether it was a mistake or not, I don't know. It was on our local television station, but it came from a feed, a network feed. And the person said that we have not seen gasoline below $2 a gallon since 2003.
Yeah.
I said, what are they talking about? It was just several months ago when gas had gone up above and then beyond, and then below $1.95 a gallon.
That's
here.
Right. So I don't know.
I mean, where are they getting
that? I don't
know
where these guys live.
It's incredible.
Or what they're doing.
But they do this all the time, and they condition the American people into thinking this way, whether it's intentional or not. That's the effect for those who don't recall or don't remember. Now, let me ask you this now. Well, I'll tell you what. We've got a caller on the line. Can we take a call?
Certainly.
Let's do that, and then we'll build up to our offer for tonight, okay? Rodney in Texas. Hi, you're on the program. Hi, Rodney.
Well, good evening, Rick, and thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
Mr. Bennett. It's
yes,
a pleasure.
Rodney. Good to have you here.
Yeah, pleasure to talk with you. Today I was reading the what's making news section of the Wall Street Journal, and I noticed that they're talking about economic collapse in the real estate market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you help me to understand how all of this translates in with the high cost of oil, people losing their homes? Are we about to have an economic train wreck here, Jeff?
My personal opinion is we're well on our way to it, Rod. I think that I'm not sure that the collapse in the real estate market is directly effective on gold, but I was listening to a report this afternoon that interest rates on 30-year, fixed interest rates on 30-year mortgages are now running at 6.53%. What that's doing is it's beginning to make it more and more difficult for people to afford to buy a first home or another home to replace their existing. I think it's going to force more and more people to have to stay in the existing homes that they're in. I'm certainly not looking forward to that because, frankly, I wanted to have this home of mine on the market for several months, but, frankly, I'm too darn busy to pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the concern that we're seeing is that home values. Now, I live in the Phoenix, Arizona area that has been an extremely hot housing market for 5 years or more. There is still a tremendous amount of building going on in certain areas, and certainly areas like Scottsdale are not as affected because it's a much higher, upper-crusted community, so to speak. But out in the Western Valley where I live, there's a brand-new subdivision that's got seven brand-new gorgeous model homes sitting on their property, and they've been there for 6 months, and I've not seen the shovel turn on a single new home in that community. Somebody is going to be in trouble quickly. I've watched the value on my house drop probably in the last 90 days by at least $20,000. And, you know, that doesn't count the fact that if you go to the real estate companies, they want $22,000 to sell a place for you. So,
hey, Ronnie, did you have another question, or was that it?
That was it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot,
Rod. We'll be back.
Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. We'll be back with Jeff Bennett, Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. And, of course, who else but Jeff Bennett, my guest tonight, every other Thursday night with Republic Trading. And, Jeff, that real estate market, as you answered Rodney's question, certainly is indicative of the economy as a whole and what's happening to our dollar.
I think there's no two ways about it. I think people are going to get stuck where they're at. I am very concerned that we may have waited too long to get this home on the market, and I've known this for quite a while. We moved in this house the 29th of June last year. We realized within 3 days that this is not the house we were going to stay in. A very nice house architecturally. We like the floor plan, the layout. I've got a marvelous office set up here in the home. We came in, completely repainted the place, all new floor coverings, et cetera, et cetera. The house looks 1,000 times better than it did when we took it. And my goal was to have this house on the market in October. Well, for one reason or another, it did not happen. I got very, very busy with Republic Trading Group, and I'm the guy that's got to pay attention to details in this house. And our next target was January, and we figured, you know what, let's just stay here through the holiday season. We'll get it on the market January. It's now the middle of April. We still don't have it on the market. I need a solid day to just have people concentrate on certain issues. I am just not willing to sign a contract with a so-called professional real estate agent, pay them 6%. It's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult because they want a lot of my money, and all of which during a time that the market is actually softening. There's still a lot of buying activity, but now you see it's a buyer's market. It's no longer a seller's market out here. A year ago, you put a house on the market, and by the end of the third day, you had people that basically were willing to pay you $5,000, $10,000 more than you were asking. I didn't expect to see that. We'll be happy to walk out of here in a break-even situation. Our goal is to rent for at least 6 months to a year. Watch what shakes out in the market. I think we're going to be able to buy a lot more home where we want for the money. Most people are not in that kind of a position, though. Maybe their job forces them to have to sell and get out. And so that nice promotion they're getting with a transfer to a new city and a new town and more money is now eaten up by the fact that they're losing their rear ends on the sale of their house and the fees they have to pay to get rid of it.
I was amazed. The last time you were on, you made that offer, and you had no idea how fast it would go. The silver offer, the Rick Adams offer.
Rick, that was
but
so
what
amazing.
Happened? Tell us what happened that night. The phones rang off the wall.
I was on the phone for a good 6 hours after you and I finished that night. I had to actually get a hold of my supplier the next morning. I had to double up on the order. And of course, silver had gone up a little bit, but we were, you know, able to absorb it. It's not a big problem. By the end of the day, we had to go and make a third order.
Mm-hmm.
It was simply mm-hmm. amazing. Now, the interesting thing was that order, the silver offering we made 2 weeks ago tonight, which sold that night for $1,375. If you recall, back in September of last year, sold for $770.
Right.
Now, by yesterday, when silver was up around 1421 an ounce, that very same package
mm-hmm.
would have been at just over $1,600. And 2 weeks ago tonight, we were at $1,375. Now, it's settled off a little bit. But the reality is, it's still about $100 higher than it was 2 weeks ago,
even though
we've had some settling. So it was still a tremendous buy. We're still getting a lot of people calling, realizing there's been a price change, but they still want to buy that same package, and
we are fulfilling the order. I don't know if you heard him, but we had a guest on. We'll have him back. Alex Perry, Jr., who is in his 80s now.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an econ professor, and he gave probably the most easygoing, simple, basic economics dissertation, if you will, on the program. We just let him talk for over an hour like a professor. And when he got through, I don't think there was anybody who didn't understand where fiat, as he says, fiat money is going. It's going right down the toilet, and the only thing that will last will be the precious metals. Gold particularly. I think you may have gotten a lot more calls that night because we mentioned
I wouldn't deny that.
I
actually had a woman who called me 2 days ago that was listening to a rebroadcast,
of
which
that,
means probably the archives of
right.
that program of two
mm-hmm.
weeks ago. So people are still calling in because of it. We've certainly done a lot in the way of gold since then. I know that throughout this hour, twice now, that Ken has run the Robbie's commercial about the British sovereign. Always an excellent buy. There's no two ways about it. Brilliant uncirculated pieces, recognizable mm-hmm. all over the world. But we also believe in saying, you know what, don't put it all in one particular type of gold piece. Shake it up a little bit. Make it, you know, without being a collector, which is not what I'm trying to get people to do at this point in time, there it becomes important to make it look like that's what you're doing. And so you make the great buys when they come along. And as we did the sovereigns throughout the early part of this week on Republic Broadcasting Network, today, through a total quirk of fate, I was talking with my importer, and I was teasing our producer before I came on tonight, ragging him that he didn't have any music by Queen, by Freddie Mercury.
Uh-huh.
And they don't have it. I mean, come on, I don't know a radio station in the world that doesn't have the music for, We're the Champions of the World, etc.
Right.
But they don't have it. And how this came about is I was sitting in a restaurant last night having a late dinner with my wife, who'd gotten home late from parent-teacher conferences,
mm-hmm.
and they're playing Queen music there. And I that's not my favorite kind of music, but it's catchy, and I guess you can at least understand the words, which is more than you can with so-called music today. So when I talked to my importer today, I said, look, what is the best buy we can get? What's got the smallest premium? What is and the most weight? And what he said is, why not take a look at Netherlands, the Dutch Ten Gilder, the Netherlands Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And so, all right, now my sick mind starts to work, and I can hear us playing Freddie Mercury and, you know, Queen, and we're doing this thing. Well, I began to do some weight comparisons. And strangely enough, I had a gentleman just a couple of hours ago who sent me an email who wanted to buy two packages of the British Sovereigns. And I said, great, I can do it, but take a look at this alternative as well. And at that point, he could have purchased 16 sovereigns, and it would have cost him X. I don't have the figures in front of me right now. And yet for about $30 more, $20 more, he would have been able to buy 20 of the Netherlands or Dutch 10 guilders. These are gorgeous uncirculated pieces that are what we refer to as the heavy fifth-ounce coin. And he actually would have spent $20 more, but he would have had a full tenth ounce more in gold content. Now, in the scheme of things, if you go to Kitco or some of the other bullion sites that publish their prices on an ongoing basis, a 1/10 ounce gold eagle right now is trading at $85. So he actually was going to wind up with more net gold content for about the same money. And that's actually the package we put together today. It was a 10-pack. Which is roughly 2 ounces of the Netherlands Queens, brilliant uncirculated coins, all minted up until 1932, basically from about 1902 to 1932.
Mm.
And, you know, the 10-pack is $1,380. That's $138 a coin. Now, if they want to get into what we refer to as three packages or more, the price, which is 30 coins or more, or basically the price drops by $2 a coin. And for those who see and understand the reasoning of all of this and have the wherewithal who want to give us a call, they can pick up the 100-piece mega pack, and the price drops to $134 a coin. You know, I'll tell you, nobody in the industry does that. They drop coin prices at each level by about 50 cents. And with the buying power that we are doing with our importer, who is buying constantly, as a matter of fact, the owner of the company is in Zurich right now, over in Europe, making more purchases as we speak.
Mm.
And, you know, even though it is late at night, for those who wish to call Republic Trading Group, there are two of us at least. Of course, I can't do it while I'm on the air, but you can give us a call at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You'll get a hold of either Robbie or myself, and you can feel free to place your reservation tonight. Now, I have to do this because it's an unusual one. There are people who may not wish to call at this hour of the night. Maybe they're going to disrupt family members that are sleeping. Nothing's preventing you from going on the Internet, and you can, I'm going to invite them to do something. I'm going to give one of my email addresses out tonight, and Robbie and I share these. Write this down. It's the letter J, Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
Right.
The number 216 at Cox, that's C-O-X, dot net.
Mm-hmm.
And if they wish to, via email, send us an email, place your reservation. We're interested in one set, or we want 33 coins or 75 coins, whatever it happens to be. Make sure we've got your name, a shipping address. Certainly include your phone number in there in case there's a need to contact you. We will send you back via email a confirmation number, which is the agreement of your reservation. There are limited numbers of these coins available at this price, and when they're gone, we'll have to renegotiate a new price, which could be higher, it could be lower. It's anybody's guess, but it's a great way to do it. We have a lot of people that have been regular clients of Republic Trading Group that we will be more than willing to accept their reservation via email. So there's two ways. Either call us at 1-800-691-7898 or send us an email at jbennett216@cox.net. And Robbie and I share those. We shift things back and forth all day and all night long. But it's a great buy. Oh, by the way,
sure.
In my warped sense of humor, when you call or send your email into us, you want to request the Freddie Mercury package.
All right. Yeah, well, at least it's different from the Rick Adams.
I don't get the Rick Adams on this one for you tonight,
no,
my friend. Oh,
no.
My goodness.
All right. Now, we got another caller.
Let's take some more
Let's
callers.
Let's take another call. Joe in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe. You're on the program.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Jeff.
Good,
good evening, Joe. It's been a while. How are
Hi,
you tonight?
Joe.
Good, thank you. Hey, Jeff, I found out through a friend of mine who's very knowledgeable in the stock market that the M3, which is the money supply,
yes, sir,
has been done away with about 3 months ago.
That's correct. And actually, that's been discussed at length on many different programs here. They are no longer informing the public of, mm-hmm. of how much money is being put into circulation. And it seems to me recently there was a report that there have been some $2.1 trillion published in this post M3 money supply notification day. So we're in trouble. And it's interesting you've got a stockbroker that's acknowledging it to you because most people don't want to acknowledge it. What is the stockbroker?
Yeah,
go ahead.
What's that?
No, you go ahead.
He also talks about seed companies. Are you familiar with seed companies?
Seed companies? C-E-D?
Yes.
Absolutely. Very much so.
Yes. He says that it's going to be coming to the surface more and more. But a lot of the, I don't know exactly what he means, but he says a lot of stocks are being put on the market and there's no value to them. They're just creations out of thin air. They're flooding the market, the stock market with them. He says that's the reason why the stock market's going up while oil prices are going through the roof. He says normally that would be a reversal or an uncertainty, but the stock market just keeps climbing.
I think that that's amongst the reasons. Joe, let me say this, and Rick, you're probably not aware of this. About 11 years ago, in another time, in another age, I did a very intense multi-part series on the radio, on the shortwave at that time, dealing with two organizations. One is called the Depository Trust Company, and the other one is a company called Seed, C-E-D-E, and
right.
Company.
Sure.
And if one looks up in Black's Law Dictionary, it means to give up, to give over, to turn over. And in a very brief scenario, if you call a stockbroker tomorrow morning and you want to order, let's just say, 10,000 shares of AT&T stock, the first thing they're going to suggest is that they allow you to issue that certificate in a street name. And, of course, their reason is, therefore, in the future, if you wish to liquidate, we can handle the liquidation much more rapidly. We don't have to wait for you to mail the stock certificate in. I have actual photographs and actual stock certificates in my possession. On the back of that certificate, nowhere is your name on it. It has been assigned or given over to this organization called Seed and Company. So if anyone out there owns stocks tonight, you pick up your phone tomorrow morning, you call your broker, and you demand that those certificates be issued in your name and mailed into your possession. That's the only way you are going to own anything. So long as Seed and Company's name on it, all you have is a promise that you own stocks, but there is no guarantee of same. Every time I do that on the air, stockbrokers all over this country are screaming bloody murder at Jeff Bennett. I don't care. I'm looking out for our listeners and America's best interest. There's a long involved story. Somewhere I've got the entire thing recorded on tape. By the way, Seed and Company and Depository Trust are divisions of the Internal Revenue Service.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And the Federal Reserve Bank. So
doesn't that tickle your heart, Joe?
Well, of course it does.
Joe, do you have another question?
I'll let you guys take some other calls.
Thanks
right,
a
we'll
lot, Joe.
Thank
appreciate
you,
it.
Joe. Let's take Ed in New Jersey quickly. Hi, Ed. You're on the program now.
Hello?
Yes, you're on with Jeff Bennett.
Yes, I'd like to talk to the guest, Mr. Bennett.
Yes, Ed. Go ahead.
I'm a collector here. You know, I collect rare coins and gold and silver. I just want to know your opinion. You know, I've been collecting since the 60s. My really favorite when I started was the St. Gaudens coin.
Yes, sir.
And I picked them up when I started to get an interest in collecting at that time for $67 and so forth. And, of course, they went up. Then I went into rare coins. And I just want to know what's your opinion about rare coins graded by PCGS and NJC.
I am probably the most unusual individual to ask that question of, Ed, only because I began to collect at the age of 10. I am now 58.
Mm.
I am constantly trying to balance this absolute love of Americana, of our coinage, of the rarities, of just the straight collectibles. I mean, in the somewhat modern era, obviously there's always the 1909 SVD penny, the 1916 Mercury head dime, the 1922, you know, the cent without the D, etc. And certainly there's the St. Gaudens. My personal favorites are very, very high grade Morgan and Peace dollars, but chiefly Morgan dollars. I love it, and it's so difficult because I love it because these are the kind of things that I purchase and put away for, at one time, my children, now my grandchildren. It's not for short term. It's because I have an absolute love of them. These are ways for me to own a piece of Americana. But I have to now balance this this survival mentality. I think you well know, Ed, that rare coins do not go up in value along with the value of gold and silver. They are a market unto themselves, and during the toughest of economic times,
right,
I don't think rare coins are going to have the trade value that you and I would like them to have. That's where some of the Netherlands and the British sovereigns, they give us a little bit more of an economic balance. So they have separate purposes.
Does that answer your question, Ed?
Well, I would like to. Can I talk
all right,
more?
Hang on. We'll
keep
come right
here
back
because
after
I want to answer
break.
His questions about the PCTF.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
Ouch.
All right, we're back now with Jeff Bennett, and not much time, and we've got Ed Ed, you asked a two-part question, and
Jeff,
who do you want to handle that? Go ahead.
I hear that gold may go up to 2,000, 1,000, 2,000 an ounce from certain dealers. And, you know, I collect common, ordinary Mexican pesos and things like that.
Sure.
And the thing is, they're the collectible coins. My forefathers fought in 1776, and I have a 1776 Continental Dollar.
Mm.
And that one has done very good. There's only a couple of hundred around the whole world.
Wow.
And to me, it's a very collectible
thing to
hold on to for the future.
Absolutely. I don't disagree with that. And like I say, that's part of my problem is that you are doing what I have done most of my life, collecting, you know, rarities in many respects. And unfortunately, time prevents us from going as deeply as I would like to. But I want to briefly comment on one part of your first entry here, and it had to do with PCGS and NGC. I have grown to have problems with both with the grading services. I think it's a great way to preserve the coins. Personally, I do not believe the grading services are what they were 20 years ago when they first came to light. I think that I can prove that by coins that I owned many years ago that were MS64s that have now been broken out and regraded 66s. Companies of this caliber do not make their money by necessarily accurately grading coins. I've seen many coins undergraded, other coins overgraded. They make their money by slabbing and grading coins. I look at coins that are MS64s today that I wouldn't have graded an MS62 many years ago, and I consider myself someone who understands the grading. 61s and 2s are coins that people sent in hoping to get 63s and 64s. They didn't get it. This is where I have my problem. I've seen old coins. A client of mine recently submitted 4 coins for liquidation. He wanted to convert to some other coins that were going to more closely follow the development of gold. And actually, his coins had been graded so many years ago that I actually got more money for his coins than if they'd been graded more recently. I would love to discuss this with you further. You've got some marvelous-sounding pieces. I like going into these areas very much. It is highly unusual for Republic Trading to deal with them. I'm probably, there's two of us, both Robbie and myself, have got a lot of knowledge about rarities. I just find most of these so-called rare coin companies horribly overpriced, as you well know, getting 30, 40% markups and more. That, to me, is outrageous. I don't like to see it. We try to give great value to our clients. We don't get deeply involved with rarities, but I have occasional clients that I still deal with.
Okay, Ed, thank you for the call.
I just want to know, auctions to me are the true value of coins.
Yes.
True or not?
Didn't catch the whole question.
Auctions, he said.
Auctions. I Heritage, Superior, I think that's the true market today.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Not the local jamoke that's on the radio. I think they establish prices to the unknowing and the unwashed, but I think you're right about the auction houses.
We're out of time,
they bring a real market. I guess we are out of time.
Yeah, but let me,
thank you for your call and the others.
Well, Jeff, give your email address again and the number. Go ahead.
The email is jbennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, 216, at cox.net. Certainly give us a call if you want to take advantage of this offer, 1-800-691-7898. Rick, as usual, it's been an unbelievably fast hour.
It's just flown by. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks to our callers as well. See you in a couple
weeks.
Amen,
if not sooner. Okay, Jeff, thank you. Good night, everybody. Tomorrow night, we'll be back with General Ben Parton. Till then, take care. Good night, everyone.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.